WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Everyone's favorite contractual obligation has returned to professional wrestling and to Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel, by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rock and Sucker, Lindsay Ward, and the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
He's back. He's why?
One.
Do not want.
Last match.
Which nobody wants. Nobody.
The fans?
We didn't ask for this.
The fans seemed excited for it.
They were drunk.
On cheese?
They were, it is Green Bay.
I mean, they could have
beer cheese. Beer cheese is yummy. And I think if, depending on the mixture level, you can get drunk off of it.
So, the world's heavyweight champion Gunther came to the ring. He said it was man of the admit that Jey Uso was the better man at WrestleMania, but for only one night, because Gunther is untouchable every other night. Gunther said he's heard all the rumors and chatter about what's next for him. People started chanting for Goldberg. He said no, because that guy learned his lesson. Gunther said Seth Rollins holding Money in the Bank contract is the biggest threat. He goes, I'm right here. Basically challenging Seth to bring it. And said Goldberg showed up. Goldberg said once was in the ring, he told Gunther not to be concerned because this was last week was his night after winning the championship. He said he congratulated him. He said he has one last thing to talk about him to Goldberg. You started something with me and my family in Atlanta. You're going to make sure it's finished, though, in Atlanta. Goldberg told Gunther that on Saturday, July 12th, we're going to finish it. Because you're next. Goldberg. Gunther. Goldberg's final match. Solid. Easy. Simple.
It was easy. It was simple. Like, we all know what this is. So, I don't think you necessarily have to do a ton of build on it in order to, like, sell it. I think we're all still sort of, like, struggling with the concept of, like, the title needing to be involved. At least I'm struggling with the concept of the title needing to be involved. Like, I understand why they took the title off of Jay. I get it. I don't believe the title should be involved, as you can tell. I think it is pointless to have it there. Goldberg can retire without it. To me, it feels very sort of like just over the top and unnecessary, but it's his last match and he should get to have whatever he wants, however stupid it might be. And so here we are. But yeah, like the sale of it is very simple. Like, I think pretty much all of us know that what this is going to be, at least we hope and we pray that it's only one last match. If they do to Gunter what they did to Bray Wyatt with Goldberg, I might throw things into a pool.
You could throw things. You have that right. You can go to Atlanta, Georgia at the State Farm Arena and throw them at Goldberg if you so choose.
Not for $203 or whatever the fuck it was.
I mean, you could.
You're right. I could. If I wanted to pay $200 to $300 for nosebleeds to go sit all the way up at the top of the arena and chuck something and possibly hit somebody else in the head that is not Goldberg and then get sued, yes, I could absolutely do that. Am I going to? No.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, the narrative is if Jay lost the title too, so Gunther versus Goldberg could be for the title. That's fine. But the booker always makes the decisions who loses the title. Just saying.
I know the booker. I'm just saying I do not agree with the decision personally.
Yeah, I just it's just a stupid narrative on Twitter. It happens. Jay's fine. Yeet. We'll talk about him in a bit. Bailey came to the ring. She said the old saying that you don't know what you got till it's gone. She said that's not an issue when she's in the ring. She said she was born to do this and which she puts her heart and soul into. She said she was robbed of a WrestleMania match, but she doesn't put her body on just for that one night. She doesn't do it for the big moment or for the championship or only for WrestleMania. I do it like for tonight's like this and for people like you. She then called out Becky Lynch because Bayley was talking about always being in like a rung or two below Becky, and then she's climbing up that ladder now. So she called out Becky. Becky talks about how Bayley would rather have her legacy. Or Becky would rather have her own legacy than a bunch of fake friends like Bailey. Becky also talked about having a chip on her shoulder. And always, you know, we always both, you know, the two of us was kind of like, always knew we were never the main eventer, but I never settled for it, unlike you did. Bailey talked about the people. She said Becky used to fight for these people. But then Becky said the people stopped caring about her. And also Bailey. Becky said the people didn't give a damn when you got replaced by me at WrestleMania. They cheered me. Bailey said that Becky took her out so that she could be the surprise at WrestleMania because she didn't know how the fans would react to her. Bailey then asked Becky if she knows what it's like to even fight for opportunities. Bailey then asked Becky if her head was so far up her own ass that she doesn't even remember what it's like. And Becky's like, I don't remember. But do you remember what it's like to have gold? What feels like to have it? Bailey told Becky to remind her what it feels like. She was taunting her into a fight. Becky said if Bailey wanted a match, she could have one, but not in Green Bay and not for the title. She would see her in Columbus next week. She slapped Bailey, and then Bailey knocked down Becky with a forearm to close the segment. Bailey would also run into Lyra backstage and kind of like, hey, you know, if you win the title, we're gonna do what's best for me, just like you doing what's best for you. And because Bailey never responded to any text messages because she wasn't responding to anyone. So we're setting the seeds for a triple threat, I think. That's the way it seems to me.
We'll have to see. I mean, I'm down. I'm totally down. Don't get me wrong. Completely, utterly down. But, like, we'll have to see.
We do have to see. It was the return of Asuka. She took on Stephanie Vaquer, Ivy Nile, and Raquel Rodriguez in a fatal four-way in the Queen of the Ring tournament.
Asuka, this is good.
This was really good. Asuka would advance and continue to tell people she's still alive and she will win the Queen of the Ring because everyone is still not ready for Asuka.
I'll tell you what I am ready for. Stephanie Vaquer versus Asuka one-on-one. Give it to me.
That will be really, really good one day. But before all that took place, Liv Morgan opened up Monday Night Raw, called Dom the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Liv said she was there to talk about respect. She said everyone needed a reminder that it's her division. She said Nikki had to learn the hard way. Liv said Nikki was at home watching, beat up, watching her on television, and she learned, you know, not to mess with Liv. And Liv also talked about Io Sky for stating that Nikki Bella paved the way. Morgan said she paved their own way, and that she's the first and only four-time history-making women's tag team champion. And she wasn't asking for respect. She was demanding it. This brought out the women's world champion, Io Sky. Io said, you disrespected Nikki. You disrespected me. Io said, if she's right here, there, right here in the ring, right now. If you want to fight, let's fight. Liv's like, I only want to fight you. for the championship. He was like, you have to earn it. You can't just steal a title like you did Dom.
Ooh.
Dom said Sky should make it easy for her, just give her the belt. And just like he does every day. Ayo. Io decided, you want the belt? Fine, fine. You can have it. She gave her the belt, dropped her with a drop kick, and bailed out of the ring. Solid?
Very, very solid. Like this a lot. It was supposed to set something up for later, but we'll get into that. Yep. But yeah, this is a good continuation of things to come.
We were backstage after the Raquel match in the Judgment Day Clubhouse. Finn, Dom, JD, all of them were hanging out. Liv showed up, and she went to talk to strategy with Raquel, but Raquel's not medically cleared to go back out there. Liv was upset. She stormed out of the room. JD asked Dom why he had to wrestle AJ Styles. Like, when he and Baylor were supposed to go for the tag titles. Dom's like, AJ's breathing down my neck, and you just take care of AJ this week, and then you go back to chasing the titles next week. Baylor told JD he'd be a ringside. Dom said Baylor he had his chance to beat AJ a couple weeks ago, so he should just hold the fort down. Finn was mad, but then it's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You should go out there and help JD. Finn tells Raquel that she's doing great regardless of what Liv told her. Baylor told Roxanne that he knew knew Liv said she wanted to handle things for herself, but he had an idea. So they start talking. Raquel was concerned. Which then led to Liv versus Kyrie Sane, which did not go long because during a drop-down, Liv Morgan took the drop-down, planted her arm, and dislocated her shoulder.
Yeah. Like, all the backstage stuff was really good. They set this up exceptionally well. Like, the whole carry-through of the story. And I just hope and pray Liv Morgan's going to be okay, because that was a nasty fall. They immediately stopped the match. They immediately took her backstage for medical attention. And then they had to struggle to fill, because obviously what was supposed to happen didn't happen, and they didn't have anything lined up to fill for it. So they were just like at this point, like struggling to fill. And this was like halfway through the show that this happened. So they had like 10 minutes essentially that they had to fill because the match didn't go ahead in what is assumed to have happened or was supposed to happen in Nikki Bella interfering didn't happen because the match got stopped because Liv Morgan got injured, which is of no fault of anybody's. It's just accidents happen. And it was okay.
It was a freak injury. She just planted herself correctly and just sort of dislocated her shoulder, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers to Liv Morgan as she recovers. Like, hopefully, like we said, it's not too bad. She's able to just sort of like get it relocated. Is that how you say that?
You like, pop back in.
Popped up it back into place. Thank you. And she's okay. Like, she's doesn't have a severe injury, because I think I've seen a lot of people saying that, like, it's going to be bad. It's her elbow. It's her shoulder. Nobody's really sure. But no official reports, I think, have come out yet. Probably be tomorrow. We could talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah, if it's severe, it could be up to 16 weeks.
So this will potentially impact her at Evolution and the storyline with Nikki Bella. So we'll have to see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. AJ Styles took on JD McDonagh. AJ would get the win. Dom tried to help, did not work. AJ was going to take down Dom. Finn pulled him out. AJ held the title. Nick Aldis, filling in for Adam Pearce, took the title back from AJ and gave him a title match at Night of Champions.
I will say this. Like, the match was fine. The segment was whatever. But, like, I do like that they let JD McDonagh show up and show out a little bit. Because I feel like he doesn't get to do that very often, especially in a solo match, because he doesn't get solo up matches very, very often. He's usually in tags, or he's usually like side dude, you know, for interference and whatnot. So like the fact that he actually got to wrestle, he had a one-on-one match with AJ Styles, and he got to prove to everybody that, hey, yeah, I can do this. That was really nice. Not that we ever doubted that he couldn't, but I'm trying to remember the last time I saw JD McDonagh do a one-on-one match. And I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
So it was a nice thing to see. I hope they give him more in the future.
Indeed. Karrion Kross, Sami's name was being interviewed about the King of the Ring tournament. We talked about the opportunity to win the world championship. Felt different this time. Karrion Kross showed up, said Zayn would lose to Randy on SmackDown. Karrion Kross said Randy would go on to win his 16th world championship, while Sami will just remain at zero world titles. Sami called Karrion Kross a coward for talks a big game backstage. Karrion was mad. Zayn told him that he will finish listening to him talk. Zayn said King of the Ring is his priority, but the second that he's done, he will go to Adam Pearce, and then he and Karrion will have their match. Karen's response, it's about time. Leading to our main event, Sheamus, Rusev, Jey Uso, Bronson Reed in the four-way in the King of the Ring tournament. Jey Uso would end up winning. You had interferences from Bron Breakker. You had interferences from LA Knight. Penta got involved. Sami Zayn got involved. Everyone's out there. But Jey would end up getting the win. Seth Rollins would show up afterwards. He had a stare down in the ring. Cody Rhodes showed up. Him and Rollins had a stare down. Fans were singing Cody's theme. And then him and Jey Uso had a stare down. Because next week, in the semifinals in the King of the Ring, it's Jey Uso versus Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw. All this was really good.
I mean, I could think of worse things than Jey Uso versus Cody Rhodes on Raw. Like, I could think of, like, way worse things. But yeah, this was insanity. This was insanity packed in insanity, because you just literally, you could tell that, especially at the end when they were doing the stare downs, that they were stretching. They were trying so hard to fill time. I'm just surprised they didn't tell the main to go like a little bit longer, or they didn't just stretch the matches out a little bit more.
Well, that was the final match.
I know that, but like after the live stuff, like you just stretch out, because there were matches after the live stuff, so you just like stretch that out.
That was it. That was the last match. No, they did a video package to Stall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But like you could tell they were just like filling and they were stretching because they didn't know what to do, because the whole like live stuff was supposed to happen and it didn't happen. And they literally just went and found everybody in catering and they're like, go. Just everybody now go out there, Stall, do something.
Yeah, they stretched stuff, it seemed like, at the very end. But I think all that was going to happen no matter what. But yeah, big news on the Raw, Goldberg's back fighting for the world title. Liv gets injured. But Jay and Cody next week on Raw. Also, Asuka's returning.
I'm so happy to see Asuka back. Like, she's just something special. And I've missed her. And so now that she's back, the division is going to get very, very, very interesting. Not that it wasn't before, but it's even more so now, because you can just feel sort of that edge on the competition amping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see where it goes from there. Like, again, Stephanie Vaquer and anybody. Just give me Stephanie Vaquer and anybody. But, like, I'll take her versus Asuka any day of the week. Because that solo will be a very good match.
Indeed. But that was Raw.
That was Raw. Aside from contractual obligations, it was good.
It was a good show.
I don't like him, can you tell?
Yes. Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern, with The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, we'll have notes, and we have a discussion, guys! We are going to be talking all about AI voiceover in video games, and really just in general. This is stemming from the Fortnite stuff from the Star Wars season. Yes, I know we're late, but we've had 50 billion PLEs and there's nothing we could do about it. So we're going to be talking about that and more Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Rack.
Indeed. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Night of Champions. And we'll be back next Monday night. Whenever Raw ends, the Raw Post Show is live. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio or chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code Rockinsock or
Lin's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been The Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for The Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airwaves, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.